Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
We've got a lot of things we've been talking about. If you're into sports over the weekend, highs and lows for some. But if you're a Nittany Lion fan, that was a great game. 37-10 over Nebraska. And Catron Allen gets the rushing record. So that was cool. Nicholas Singleton. I like to call him Nicholas. It's like his mom. Nick Singleton is like one touchdown away from the touchdown
record. I like to call him Nicky Singles. Right. He's a player in the dating scene.
And now Pat Kraft, the athletic director, has to navigate a coaching search and this movement, it seems, after that home game from the players and the fans who are chanting Terry Smith. Is Terry Smith the man who should take over this football team? You guys can let us know your thoughts on that. 570-883-0098. The Eagles really stunk it up big time, winning 21-0 over Dallas in a complete just collapse. And so there's a lot of questions about that and who's to blame. I mean, look, they're 8-3.
Yeah.
And as you said earlier, Super Bowl champs and,
They've won their fair share.
But when you watch a game like that, and you see there have been questions all season about the offense. And I don't know if it's a mixture of, I think, offensive coordinator that seems to have the plays to start the game and doesn't know how to adapt to the changes in the game. Maybe worried too much and they play too conservative and they take their foot off the gas. Then you have Saquon Barkley, who had a horrible game and just has not had a great season. A.J. Brown got the ball quite a bit. He got over 100 yards. Everyone was like, is there something wrong with A.J. and Jalen? And look, they were fine. It's just questionable calls. And that was just really ugly. So, you can text us your thoughts on that as well, if you'd like. Just into some lighter stuff for the day. There's a man in Michigan. He purchased a scratch-off ticket that another customer rejected.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Makes me sick thinking about this guy walks on the counter
at a gas convenience store place in Detroit, says there was a Blazing Suits ticket set aside on a counter that someone else decided not to purchase, so I bought it. I scratched the ticket off and couldn't believe it when I saw it was a $1 million winner.
Somebody is going to clearly know it was them. That is my worst nightmare, to be that idiot who's like, I don't want that ticket.
That's not what I wanted.
Yeah, I didn't ask for that one. You should learn how to do your damn job, you idiot.
I'm out of here. The only way I could see that might happen is if you asked for like a $1 or $5 ticket and it was like the $20 one.
Yeah.
But still, I'd feel like karma's asking you to take that ticket. Anyway, he said, I never would have thought I'd win such a large lottery prize. It is truly a blessing. said, winning is a great feeling. It's also a lot of pressure because your mind starts thinking of all the different things you can do with this amount of money. He's 33 years old. Have fun with it. $1 million. Well, after taxes, who knows what? This is an interesting story here.
Still blown away by that other one. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know, right? High school seniors express less interest in marriage than previous generations, right? But girls are driving the decline. High school boys are now more interested in marriage than girls. What is going on?
Boys are?
Boys are.
I want a big wedding. Are we hearing that?
No, just about marriage itself. Okay. Yeah. Pew Research Center data shows 67% of 12th graders expect to marry. That's down from 80% back in 1993. So they looked at 1993 and then they looked at it again in 2023. So you're looking at, 30 years later. And among girls, marriage interest plummeted 22 points. It was 83% in 1993. It's at 61% now. Boys are at 67%. So the boy numbers remain relatively stable. It's a gender flip. Boys now show more marriage interest than girls.
Huh.
Fewer seniors also expect lifelong marriages. It was 59% 30 years ago. It's 51% now. Desire for children declined from 64% to 48% during the same period. So, wow, what's going on?
I just had a conversation. I mentioned off the air. I went to Sabatini's, got myself the Pilgrim Pizza. Delicious.
Good.
I'm just BSing.
Sure.
With the guy who's ringing me up. And there was a young girl who, I don't know how, I think she said she was 20.
Okay, so a young woman.
Young woman, correct. And something was said and she was like, I think the glass is half full. She's a very optimistic person.
Right.
And then I said, it's so adorable to hear a younger person say how the glass is half full and think they're optimistic. What you don't realize is you're going to have kids someday. Those kids are going to knock your glass over and it's going to shatter on the floor. So, and it's been kind of silly about it. And she goes, not going to happen to me. Not having children. Which is a rare thing for people to say. It was like,
I don't think it's as rare.
It's
as
not. You know, I think in the past I heard that. So I don't know if I'm going to have kids. You hear that a lot. Mm-hmm. I was stunned how, and she was very confident in herself, and I was kind of blown away with her confidence. We were having fun, kind of trying to knock her off her happy little, ladder of.
How nice of you.
We're being silly about it. But yeah, that's like a new thing, I guess, where people are just like, yep, don't need it. Don't want it. Not going to do it.
Well, you got to wonder, is it because of career ambitions? Is it because of financial situation? What's going on?
I don't know. Maybe finally people have realized that, you know who's also happy? The aunt who comes over, plays with the kids for a few hours and goes home. She's also happy.
Well, I think that for knowing some young women, obviously you're going to have some who always want to be a mom.
Sure.
But I also think there are some who it's just not in their periphery at right. that moment. And I think that's something that usually as they find someone and start to settle down, they start more thinking seriously about. I think it's just too much because when you and I were younger, and I know I'm a bit older than you, but people got married like right out of college. Now, when my mom, take a generation before that, it was like around getting out of high school to, to 20. And it progressively got later and later. So for someone, if you're asking a high school senior at 17 years old, about getting married or having kids, in their mind, that may not happen till the age of 30 now. So they're not even, I think it's more of it gets pushed off. So they're not even thinking about it. Whereas, in 1993, people were thinking, I'll find someone at college and maybe get engaged. It was more of a thing right around the corner as opposed to down the road.
Not to mention, I think just they see how expensive things are. I think there's a reality that it never really existed before. People would say, kids are expensive. And that was the extent of that conversation. Now you could find all the information you want and realize, oh, my God, do I want to have fun or do I want to pay for kids?
Look, there's a whole other discussion about young men and young women and how they view each other. And I'm talking college campuses, having a daughter who's now a senior and will be graduating. But there's an entire online thing. And, we've seen there have been articles out talking about what's going on with young men or, there's two ways where, you have Turning Point looking at them different and the whole trad wife thing. And there are women who see a lot of vocal you know, young men online who are talking about this whole traditional sense of what women should be. You know, I'm the bread maker. She takes care of the house. She raises the kids. Not that they don't help, but right. I'm just saying. And there are women who are very much turned off by that because they are, more women are going to college. More women are looking at these careers. Now, they say, why the dip in the desire to marry among girls? A post at Cosmopolitan notes one common explanation is women continue to gain independence. But many online also pose a more timely theory. The reason girls aren't dreaming of marriage is because they're socializing with young men who constantly consume digital content engineered to make them resent women.
Oof.
Now, that's a controversial, you know, statement. Yeah. I am not ascribing to that, but there is a feeling. And there it is out there among women college age that there are some men who it turns them off because of how they view who a woman is. And they don't feel that there's an equality. Not that they're all like that, but some of them are very vocal. And there is a presence online that has been exploited more from that side.
Right.
So Turning Point USA spokesperson Andrew Colvett says, wasn't happy and to see this says something has gone terribly wrong. After talking about this, now that is in their world, that is what the future should be. There are some people who believe that you should get married and have children.
Yeah.
And there are some people who say, I'm particularly happy on my own, and I don't know if I need that. And I don't know, like it just, I think it just happens to be where you are in your life.
I think the problem with all of this is we don't need people to step up and say, here's the movement we're behind. Everyone should get married and have kids young, or vice versa. Because in my experience, the last thing you ever want to do, in my experience, the last thing I ever wanted to do was tell a woman, here's what I think is best for you. That never works out well for you because women, I don't know if you know this, some guys don't think this. They have their minds of their own. And guess what? They have big dreams, too. It's not just about you. So when you factor all that in, the last thing you want to do is tell a woman how it's going to be. It'll blow up in your face. But we don't need people to go, this is how it should be.
Right.
That's just how it was.
Just find the person that embodies what it is that you want in another person. But don't. Well, when you're young, you think you can change people. Biggest thing that I ever can impress upon, especially my own kids, was, if you don't like that about them, you're not changing that for the most part. You know?
There are some things, right? Yeah,
very few. But I'm saying like there are certain major things that you're not going to change it. And if it makes you unhappy, it's not going to you're not going to change the way you react to it either. So there are some things that are just not fixable. You can like someone a lot. And if that thing is there, it's just going to always be a problem. Some of you have checked in on your thoughts on Terry Smith, the interim coach of Penn State, who has turned this thing around. Other people are going, calm down, it's Nebraska, right?
No, so, Nebraska's had a much better season than Penn State. So
is this true?
Stop telling us to calm down. This is a real,
but,
a good win.
You know, the win is good. Yeah. And when was the last one that they had also?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a couple years ago, I think. It feels that way at this point.
Was it really that long?
No, it was last week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, I can't remember the team now. What
that's
the
how
heck?
Bad this was.
I know. But the thing is, you know.
Who was that?
But people are going, oh, okay, calm down, everybody, with the talent on that team.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that, but it has been, it could have gone really much. It couldn't have gone much worse, but it was bad. Yeah. The season has been bad. The point is they're trying to win this thing out and possibly get some kind of a bowl game.
Yeah, I guess they have to win against Rutgers.
They have to, yes.
Which is kind of like punching into the air.
Yeah.
If you throw a punch, you hit somebody. Like, they're going to win that game.
Right.
Or it's going to be the saddest day of Penn State fans' life.
Yeah.
It really is. Rutgers is a joke.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. Well, and we'll see how that goes. But yeah. Nick Singleton looks like he'll get the touchdown record if they can get the ball to him. Obviously, on that game, that would be nice for them to finish the season.
Right.
But Terry Smith, there were chants of Terry Smith. I think you have some audio.
Yeah, this is, he was talking about Catron Allen breaking the record and talking about the great running backs. And then he goes into this kind of speech where he takes ownership of this coaching position.
But Catron today, he's the best that's ever done it here. Coach, the fans were chanting your name here at the stadium. Your players have clearly responded. What does that mean to you?
It means everything. You know, these guys listen to me. They trust me. And they're going out there playing great football. It's my locker room.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Congratulations.
Like, it's like something out of a movie in a way. Like, Rudy made his big tackle, but he wouldn't have been an everyday player regardless of how awesome the movie was. I'm not saying he'd be a bad coach. But we don't know if he'd be a great coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's the momentum. He is putting his stamp on that position and saying, like, my flag is now planted here at the 50-yard line. Hire me or...
Right.
Yeah.
And the question is, would he, like the others... Sorry. Would he go to... Go with James Franklin.
Right.
I mean, even though he's talked about, he's Penn State through and through, how many generations? I mean, Pat Kraft has a tough job because personally, the way that I see this, if he can get a big name, there's a few, only a few big names, not the ones that, like Drinkwitz, I think, even Chesney, who are some of the other. Those I don't think are big enough to overshadow, you know, what Terry Smith has done. I just don't. Kalen DeBoer from Alabama. You know, still you hear Urban Meyer being mentioned, but I don't know if that's even realistic. Unless it's a really big name, they're in a really bad situation, you know, in this PR wise, you know, and how many recruits they could, you know, the ones who are on that team that might stick around, would they really leave if Terry Smith isn't the head coach? And they're going, are people having too much emotion here? Because you know young guys are going to rally around their leader for the most part. But is that, should that be taken into consideration? I think they, personally, I don't think you went through the whole thing of firing Franklin to keeping someone from the staff as the main coach. I just don't. I think he definitely needs to be there.
Yeah.
But again, if it's not a big name, the downside is much bigger for Penn State.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at something real quick. A name that hasn't popped up in a while, but I'll tell you, nobody would ever see this out of a Penn State coach. Marcus Freeman from Notre Dame. You see that victory? They were winning 70-0 until...
It was crazy. Like,
Penn State coaches have not been that kind of coach who puts their foot on the neck of the dying opponent and goes...
Well, you know why they're doing that, because there's a lot of controversy about a team that isn't in a conference that hasn't had the toughest schedule. And they're all fighting to try to make it look good when they start looking at where these playoff positions are going to be.
I understand that. I'm just saying, like, you know, you start looking at Ohio State does this. They will beat an opponent down. Penn State hasn't really done that. I always feel like they don't have that killer instinct, but they know how to win. This year, none of that was true. So if you can get a coach who's willing to say, hey, if the time is right and we need to do it, we will crush our opponents.
Right.
It doesn't feel like that's part of Penn State culture. I don't know if Terry Smith has that. That made me feel like this guy's trying to get people to pay attention to his program. Maybe him, maybe both.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Couple times I was tempted by some of these online clothing, you know, sales and stuff. And I'm like, it's still not the same as going in and looking at the stuff.
It's not what it used to be, where like stores would open at like 3 a.m. But I have heard from people, they say, don't believe all the best deals are online. The stores still have great deals, but there's far less people fighting for them. So they're trying so hard to get people back in the stores. I never did it during, you know, the heyday of Black Friday. I probably am not going to do it now, but my wife used to go out with her mother. That was a big deal for them every year.
Always did that. But there are still places that you can get some deals, and they do. Some of them will open still at like 5 o'clock
in the
morning.
Yes, I keep hearing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I always enjoyed it, and it was fun because you knew that, you know, normally standing in a line for like 25 to 30 minutes, you'd be annoyed. But on that day, everybody just was in a good mood, it seemed. There wasn't a lot of, except the Cabbage Patch, obvious chaos that happened.
Oh, my God. They were just baseball bats. Jeez, what's... No, that's terrifying.
That was a whole other thing. I mean, there were some dangerous years. Remember when people would get stampeded trying to get in line? Especially, there were places like, was it Best Buy? Also Walmart at one time. There would be people who would go in the night before to see where, because they would set up the deal busters, the door busters, whatever.
Different spots.
Yeah. In spots that you wouldn't normally find them. And there were people who would go out and like map stuff out. So they knew the doors would open and they'd all run. And that was very dangerous. There were real bad incidents that happened where they changed things over and you'd stand in line and they'd hand out.
Yep.
Then they'd hand out like the actual piece of paper where you could go in and then get your product, which was so much smarter. Because you'd have people that would be running, you know, someone 30th in line could know where to go and run you down while you're trying to get it. It was awful.
And as you're laying there bleeding to death on the floor, wondering, was it worth it for those bed sheets? That probably wasn't the deal worth dying for.
No, usually it was some electronics or something like that. But
there is a certain bonding experience that's missing. I never did it for Black Friday, but the same exact thing happened. There was a place called Tops Appliance City in Jersey. My dad, every like twice a year, they'd have these deals. Same thing. You'd get out there at 4 a.m, you'd wait in line, and there'd be like a VCR, which usually would be $200, like 70, or a, you know, 32-inch TV at the time. Yeah. You know, usually 300 would be for like 99, and we just get in our lines, and they had it under, they had this whole thing under control.
Yeah. Yeah.
The stores, they finally are figuring out how to do this again, which is...
Yeah, and they do have them still, and you just have to stand in line. And some of them, I don't think there's as many stores open on Thanksgiving as there used to be.
No, that's kind of been the public has kind of poo-pooed that, saying, like, give these people a break. But I do, honestly, I miss those moments, getting Dunkin' with my dad and just kind of enjoying that bonding experience of standing in the freezing cold. Like, is it worth it? Is frostbite worth a deal? Sure.
Right.
That's what we always said.
All right. Just want to quickly mention, there's a couple of stories coming out today that are showing that the White House may be unveiling some kind of a deal regarding 2-year extension of Obamacare subsidies, but it would include new limits on eligibility. Now, there are some people who have discussed this to say, look, it's being talked about, but a lot of times with the president, things can be talked about and then other people can sway decisions. Right. And until he makes the announcement himself, they're saying this is speculation, but this is what's being talked about. So the Senate Republicans did agree in the deal to reopen the government to give Democrats a vote on the ACA tax credits. Those expire in December. And that's going to cause a big spike. And that's also going to make things worse because people won't take coverage. And that means the sickest people will be in the pool. And that only spirals to more problems down the line. So there have been it's been divided the GOP over how to respond. You know, there's some who've said, I don't want to pay the insurance industry. And then others who said, let's give money towards like $2,000 for health spending accounts, which not everybody has. And does that really help you get coverage when your cost goes up $1,000 or more?
Nothing wrong with $2,000, though it's not enough.
It's not going to help the problem.
Yeah, I'm not saying I wouldn't take it. I would. Trust me. I'm just saying it wouldn't help the problem we're dealing with.
No. So they're talking about the White House right now. New income caps for the people who qualify for the credits, as well as what's called minimum premium payments. So they're talking about a planned eligibility cap would limit subsidies to individuals with income up to 700% of the federal poverty line. That's what some bipartisan group of senators have been discussing separately. And also they're talking about there'd have to be a minimum premium payment because I guess there are some Americans who don't pay anything in premiums. So they're saying there should be some kind of a premium, like some minimum amount that someone would have to pay. So, again, this is all set to possibly be announced, but we don't know yet. And again, once this stuff gets thrown out there and people talk about it behind the scenes, there could be others who want to put the kibosh on this immediately.
Look, there's a lot of momentum that happened during that shutdown. And I was surprised how well I think the Democrats came out saying, like, look, this is a real problem, everybody, because the narrative shifted from they want to give illegal immigrants free health care to everyone's paying a lot more. Anyway, I think the issue they're running into is this is really going to hurt them next time we go to vote. And if they do 2 years, that pushes them past the midterms. Right. So they could potentially solve one problem.
But will Democrats agree to changing the cap? And again, at times, you know, you may want to run on this, but you don't want to make people struggle either. So I would think if both sides could get together, if you do need to make some concessions sometimes. Will like you the, help you know, everybody, but can you help a good amount of them?
Seems like the type of change people Democrats should get behind. If it's just people at the higher levels of income wouldn't be getting as much help, I feel like that's something Democrats should be doing.
Unfortunately, I have a feeling that
we'll see.
When I'm kind of supportive of it, I'm afraid this is one of those things where it's like Lucy with the football and it's never going to be proposed. But we'll see. Let's get to the forecast because things are changing a bit from where we're going to be for these first 3 days of the week. It is meteorologist Joe Snedeker at Storm Tracker 16 with our forecast.
Greetings, Earthlings. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP TV, your personal meteorologist, assigned to your ears by Nancy and Jason. Yes, that's how it works here. All right, so here we go. Thanksgiving week. I'm already in like holiday mode. You know, at work, everyone's more laid back. The bosses, they don't even show up. And let's face it, we all work less. Although we still get the job done today. All right, morning clouds, a breeze, but it's going to be a beautiful afternoon. Blue sky, sunshine, and high temperatures in the upper 40s. I am loving it. Overnight tonight, it clouds up, lows near 35. So even though tomorrow, if you look at any phone app and it shows the forecast, there'll be rain symbols, nuh-uh. Much of the day is going to be dry. Partly sunny to cloudy. I don't think the rain will start until, for many of us, maybe after like 3, 4 o'clock. And by then, it's dark at 5. Your day's over. So rain tomorrow into evening and night. Tomorrow's high, also 40s to near 50. That rain will taper off on Wednesday. I'm loving Wednesday, big travel day. It looks kind of cloudy with some breaks of sun and nothing more than a passing shower. But if the sun comes out on Wednesday, it could hit 60 while the bird is in the oven. Come on, that's exciting. And then Thursday, Thanksgiving and Black Friday, windy, cold with flurries and temperatures in the 30s. You knew it was going to go back. The rest, my friend, is up to you. Go stuff your bird and make it a good week.
Thank you, Joe. I was planning on it anyway.
Stuffing the birds a little early right now. That's for sure. Now, on Friday morning, we were discussing the fact that Donald Trump would be meeting with New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani. We wondered how that whole meeting would go. And it was so weird and surreal.
I thought it might be cordial.
It was a White House love fest. Can you call it that?
Well,
So it's wild. So you've got Zoran Mamdani, who has called Donald Trump a fascist. And in a weekend interview, he doubled down and said, yeah, he is. And he's a self-avowed socialist who the White House press secretary called a communist. And yet when the two came out, it was smiles.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of glowing comments from the president. He said, I think you're going to have, hopefully, a really great mayor. The better he does, the happier I am. And he told reporters he congratulated Mamdani and pledged to help him bring prices down for New Yorkers. He said, I will say there's no difference in party, no difference in anything. We're going to be helping him to make everybody's dream come true, having a strong and very safe New York. Now, Mamdani described the meeting as productive and focused on a place of shared admiration and love. Like, to me, Mamdani didn't, I don't think he returned quite the glowing, he seemed all business. Like, he knew what he was there for.
He didn't give in to some of the bait that was thrown out there for him to jump on.
Right. I mean, it seemed like he knew. He said, we spoke about rent. We spoke about groceries. Sure. We spoke about utilities. Said we spoke about the different ways in which people are being pushed out. He did use the word appreciate quite a bit, Zoran Mamdani, saying, yeah. I appreciated the time with the president, the conversation. I look forward to working together. So it really was wild because at one point a reporter asked him about whether he thought Donald Trump was a fascist. And he was about to answer when Donald Trump said, you don't have to answer that. Don't worry. Yeah,
he does, but
it's like, it'll be easier if you don't, and kind of took him off the hook. And it seems wanted it to be a positive, much more friendly interaction.
He has it in him.
There are some who wondered if you saw Donald Trump sporting a different look.
That's the weirdest takeaway from this.
He had like the different coat. He had a scarf. His hair looked coiffed different. Others are like, did he have a style makeover since the meeting? It's all very funny.
Yeah, I mean, I saw somebody who said, I've been covering him closely for like 8 years now. I have never seen him go out without either golf clothes on or a suit.
Right.
And this was neither.
It was weird.
So, yeah.
So a whole new kind of look.
Do you think it's going to last? Probably not.
No.
We'll see.
It was just wild. And then there's a picture of Mamdani and the president in front of the portrait of FDR. And he had alluded to that, President Trump, saying he wanted a picture with his favorite president. And for many Democrats, that would be it, right? A lot of the programs that we have today, social programs from him. Then there are others, though, on Trump's, because people say, why would he want his picture in front of that? And others are like, well, you know how many terms FDR had?
Oh, jeez.
It's like, oh, my God. Everybody reads what they want to read into it.
And FDR did it without giving out hats as a hint.
Yeah.
Anyway,
for now, he said they won't be sending any ICE agents into New York City. But we'll see where all this goes from here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
One down, two more to go, Jason.
Before the holiday.
Yes.
But then I have to be with my family. And that seems like it's more than one down, two to go.
Oh, I feel for them. A month from today, we've got Christmas Eve. A few things to mention happened on this date, November 24th. On this date, 1963, Lee Harvey Oswald, accused assassin of President John F. Kennedy, was shot dead in the basement of the Dallas police station by Jack Ruby. Also on this date, 1971, hijacker D.B. Cooper parachuted from a Northwest Airlines flight over Washington State during a thunderstorm with $200,000 in ransom money. His fate remains unknown.
Still out there living off
us. Isn't there someone who supposedly died but had claimed that they were? Anyway,
there's all sorts of stuff.
You never know. Time to play one of the tiniest games ever of celebrity birthday games.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
19. That's my guess.
Got two people.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Pete Best, former drummer of the Beatles they became famous.
That's the worst. He's got to be 82.
84. There you go.
Nailed it.
Catherine Heigl. Is that how you say it?
I hope
so. Grey's Anatomy. Yeah, 27 Dresses. Blah, blah, blah. Is that it?
She was really kind of snotty with people. She's 48.
47. Wow. It's massive. You did it.
Where's my trophy? Oh, I don't get one? Okay.
No, you don't.
I thought everyone got a trophy. I don't need that.
If it's your birthday on this November the 24th, happy birthday. And if it's your anniversary, we wish you a very happy anniversary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.